When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
So there is more to the Giants' Brian Flores story. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Harry Douglas in for Key today. Flores filed a lawsuit alleging the Giants hired Brian Daboll, then interviewed Flores as what he, in what he called a sham interview. Flores based this claim on a text from Bill Belichick. Bill says, hey, congrats, you got the Giants job. Okay, I didn't interview yet, huh? Who do you think you're texting, coach? Whoops, sorry, I thought I was texting Brian Daboll, and I'm texting Brian Flores.
By the way, I don't know if it's, I feel like it would happen to you guys. It's definitely happened to me where you text somebody the wrong.
Who has that not happened to?
You're like, what? That's sorry.
I've done it multiple times.
Oh, Lord.
Recently. Multiple times recently. Like, yeah. With the same names, and even though the last name is theirs, yeah. Like, when you go to your phone book, you're just hitting Chris. Like you see Chris because you're trying to look for the name, and you're doing stuff at the same time, and you send the wrong message, and they write back, what are you even talking about?
I know somebody who booked the wrong guest because they text the wrong person named Jerry and put an A-list guest on when they were intending to text a beat writer.
Ooh.
sometimes the last person, you can kind of, like, not butt dial, but rearrange your and so, like, the last person you texted or two times ago turns out you think you're having a different conversation, or multiple people texting you at once and you're sending the wrong text.
Or even think about Bill seems like the guy, like, when he pulls out the phone, like, he puts it on the bifocals and he uses the index finger.
Here's the worst one, though.
Top right there. There it is.
He got the old person phone with the big numbers.
Big font.
Here's the worst one. Back in the day, though, before we were married now, you know, you texted the wrong young lady, and you get a response back, like, huh, that response is not the one I was hoping for. Mm. And you go back and you look through, oh, man, I didn't text the wrong girl.
No, that wasn't.
Texted my aunt. What just happened?
Texted the wrong girl?
You ain't had three Briannas in your phone?
Oh,
jeez.
You ain't had two or three Kelseys?
Don't give away all the secrets.
Hey, Jay, that's a humble brag. You didn't have three Briannas. Okay, Harry. We know. Very good. We know.
What can I say? Nothing personal. It's just business.
Meantime.
Maybe I was never that guy.
Meantime, Harry is the biggest, like, family. Here's my Christmas card. Here's my kids.
I am.
The allegation that the Giants' decision had been made prior to Friday evening, January 28th, is false, right? This, according to
the Giants' statement.
The Giants, in response to Flores' allegation. And the base that to base that allegation on a text with Bill Belichick, in which he ultimately states that he thinks Brian Daboll would get the job, is irresponsible. The text exchange occurred the day before Coach Daboll's in-person interview even took place. Giants ownership would never hire a head coach based only on a 20-minute Zoom interview, which is all that Mr. Daboll had at that point. In addition, Mr. Belichick does not speak for and has no affiliation with the Giants. Mr. Belichick's text exchange provides no insight into what actually transpired during our head coaching search. In fact, the Giants claim they're not even familiar with Bill Belichick. They never heard about him. Is he a football coach? They're not sure. Guys, the problem with the Giants' claim about Belichick, other than Belichick seemed to clearly know in the text, the way it all came out, unless Brian Flores has some reason to want to set the Giants up, right? The way it came out is pretty obvious. He knew something. Seems to me that he knew something. But beyond that, we know how this works. And listen, in 2020, multiple outlets, including NFL Network, reported that Belichick recommended Joe Judge for the Giants job. The New York Post's Ian O'Connor, who used to write for ESPN, does a great job, wrote this in March of 2021 about John Mara. Quote, when Mara asked Bill Belichick for a scouting report on New England assistant Joe Judge last year, a Patriots source said Belichick told Mara he's better than the last two guys you hired. End quote. Mara declined, declined to comment on the source's claim. I mean, the Giants protect, like, people know the way the world works. Here's Brian Flores on Jay Will Has This Podcast, The Limits on NPR. He gets guests like Brian Flores to sit there for 2 hours. You refuse to promote your own podcast. It's unbelievable.
You do it for me.
It's like getting blood from a stone over here. This is Brian Flores and why he thinks Bill Belichick knew they were hiring Daboll before Flores was even interviewed.
I do think that there are back channel conversations, back channel meetings that are had that oftentimes influence decisions. And I think that's a clear example of that. Here's Bill Belichick, and you know, his resume speaks for itself. He has influence. So I think to me that it was clear that decision was made with his influence, and that's part of the problem.
Mm. Is it possible he actually got the interview and took so long to answer the questions that they hired Daboll for? is that possible?
We're laughing, but like it's funny what you just said. But the entire matter is like it's just bizarre. It's bizarre, and you talk about the Giants organization, and well, we didn't do this, we didn't do that. Well, let's go back now. Bill Belichick is one of the most, if not the most, respected coach in the National Football League all time, I would say. He has 6 Super Bowl rings with the Patriots. He has 2 with the Giants as defensive coordinator. And you're going to tell me he happens to make the decisions for the New England Patriots. And you're going to tell me that the New York Football Giants are not going to talk to Bill Belichick.
Come
about
on.
Brian Daboll or about Brian Flores or about Judge, who they just let go. It's humanly impossible.
Make it sound realistic.
It doesn't even make sense.
That's Aries. That's why it's not bizarre. Like it's no pun intended. It's black and white. It's right there in a text message. Like for Bill Belichick to text Brian Flores by saying congratulations on the job, he's obviously talking to somebody within the organization from the New York Football Giants that has confirmed that Brian Daboll has gotten the job. That's plain and simple.
Can we use this as a...
It happens.
Can we use
and the fact that the Giants would double down on like that to come out with a comment, like that's embarrassing.
Can we use this as a teaching moment for a second? And like putting the racial component actually aside just for a second, this is why I think a lot of people have it wrong about Jay-Z and Nas, Ether and the Takeover, right?
Uh-oh.
Because Jay, like Nas just threw everything at Jay. He was great and everything, but you're terrible, blah, 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 the whole time, right? Oh, he's ethered him.
You tie Bo? Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop right there.
But Jay was very surgical with an economy of words. He said, went from top 10 to not mentioned at all. First, he starts by giving you the credit. Mm-hmm. Went from top 10. He know, like, yeah, I sampled your voice. You were using it wrong. You made it a hotline, I made it a hot song. Right. He's saying, yes, you, like, he broke it down, given had a spark when you started, but now you're just garbage, right? Talk about 4 albums. First one was Illmatic. He gave it to him, and then he said, "Now that I'm telling the truth about this dude, let me tell some more truth, because people are 3-dimensional. There's the good and the bad. But if all you talk about is blah, blah, blah. So Haslam, when he went back at Hugh Jackson, started by saying, I did a lot of things wrong. I deserve a lot of blame. But what about this dude? He never takes responsibility. So now your mind is open. Mm-hmm. Your ears are open. You're like, oh, yeah, Hugh Jackson. When was the last time I heard him say, yeah, that's my fault? When the Giants come out and pretend that they've never heard of this guy, Bill Belichick, how do you spell that? Then you're like, come on, y'all, you're not being credible.
Bill Belichick, we know him? We know him? The guy that won 2 Super Bowls here with us? We know Bill Belichick?
Especially when there's history there with the franchise, and it's been reported on.
Yes, yes.
Max, it's been reported on by multiple sources about the history of Bill Belichick with the New York Football Giants.
You wouldn't be doing your due diligence if you're the Giants and you're going to interview or you're considering who to hire. And Bill Belichick, you have a line to him. And he'll talk to you. You would not be doing your due diligence if you didn't ask him not only about Daboll, but about Flores, who's just on his staff. Like, what are the Giants going to come out here and say, actually, we are less competent than you even think? Because we would never ask someone's opinion who this guy worked for.
But also, as a New York football Giants fan, it makes me think, all right, when Coach Belichick decides to hang it up with the Patriots, is he coming to New York due to that relationship? Mm. Due to all the influence that he already has here? Is this a place where it's going to be a landing spot for him? It seems like it's starting to be set up that way.
I've been thinking about that for years. It hasn't happened yet.
My high school teacher used to tell me all the time, boy, tell the truth and shame the devil. Mm-hmm. Grandma used to tell me, boy, a lie don't care who tells it either.
Mm-hmm. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
You did a voice just like grandma, too. I know.
Lie don't care who tell it, boy. Tell the truth and shame the devil.
Yeah, the way Harry says that, he heard that's ringing in his ears. He heard that since he was a baby. Before.
I'm like, why would black grandma sound the same from the South?
Harry, did you do such and such? No, grandma, boy.
Boy?
A lot don't care who tell it. I'm going to ask you one more time.
Oh, this is one of the guys to stay on line. Literally, they went around the block for tickets to Madison Square Garden. When I didn't have season tickets. You had to stay on line to get these things, me and my brother. Because, you know, Patrick Ewing was there because Charles Oakley was diving on the floor for the loose ball.
Uncle Oak.
Oh, tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast. There's a reason I just told you that. Bringing you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters presented by Supercuts. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily. Available wherever you enjoy your podcast. Charles Oakley joins us now. What's up, Oak?
What's up?
So you tell me about your book, The Last Enforcer.
Man, yeah. Had to just get it out. Over the years, a lot of stuff, and people want to know this, and podcasters, and, I just want to tell my story growing up and making it where I'm at today.
Uncle Oak, I have to ask you because I've been seeing you talk about it for a while since your book has came out. I got your book and I read it. It's an incredible book. Thank you for the read. But I am curious how your relationship with Charles Barkley is now, considering you came out and said, I never hit him. I just slapped the blank out of him,
right.
Which led me to crack up while reading it. Where is your relationship now with him?
Well, this book is about telling stories and things I've been through. Engagement. Where I stand with Charles Barkley, where I stand. And when I see him, he goes the other way. So it's still the same. I mean, I'm not running from him, but, I think he just talked too much. And I think back in the days, 80s, 90s, he didn't talk. He talked now because the younger guys don't care about what people say about him. But, it is what it is. In his book, I talk about a lot of people. So he shouldn't get all upset about it. It's life. It's a fact of life.
Oak, man, that's one reason why I can respect you, because every time I've been around you, man, and not just when I've been around you, but when I hear from other people, what we get is going to be realness and always realness. From times, man, you coming to the house at my cookout, bringing the banana pudding. Shout out to Oak for bringing that banana pudding at HD's crib. Man, you just a real dude. And when I get your book, and I'm going to get your book and I want to read it, I got to get you to sign it for me, my man.
I whooped up on y'all too in spades, being weird.
Man, oh, get out of here, man! Don't let Oak fool you. We tore your ass up. Oak, stop playing.
No, we killed you and your twin. Stop.
He got us a couple times.
He's just, I just like to be honest, because when you travel and go through things in life, in this book I'm talking about that a lot. But when people come up to you, they keep saying they like the story, they like the way I played, the hustle. I mean, it mean a lot to me. And I just try to stay on my track. Stuff I always did, I still do. I try to not be a bullshit. Just straight up guy. And, I think people need love today. And in this book, I'm trying to show them love, that you can do this over here, over there. But at the end of the day, you got to love somebody.
The whole NBA right now from that era is listening to this. So this dude talking about people need love. Where was the love back then? Oak, what's the best MJ story in the book?
I got a couple. Could be the one on the airplane. He did the forward, so I gave him a little slack. I ain't want to, jump in the water when I see him. But, he was just nice to me, man, when I called him to do this forward. and he didn't say nothing. He didn't even ask for a copy of the book. He said, when you need it by. But it's a lot. Probably at his house when we was playing for Washington and his birthday party, and we got snowed in, and he had all types of celebrities there. And me and him just got snowed in. So the next day, we were the only two went to practice, but the other guy was saying, well, in Washington, you know, 3 or 4 inches, they weren't used to snow. So Doug canceled practice. So he said, like, what are we going to do? I said, well, everybody got snowed in except one guy. And that was, and I said, we can go back. He said, well, you go get the food. I said, George, just to the store, get something to drink. And meet back at my house at 12 o'clock and tell everybody to come over by 5. So it was the best time ever. The Beyonce, the you know, the Ray Lewis, and I mean, just all Bob Johnson. Everybody just came over, and we had a blast. We played cards, we talked mess, and it was a nice event, and I'm just glad I was part of it.
Oak, so much going on in the NBA today that I want to get you to weigh in on, but Shaq called out Ben Simmons the other day.
Yeah.
Talking about Simmons is acting like a baby because he DM'd him mad about criticism that Shaq had for him. What do you make about what's going on with Ben Simmons in Philly?
Well, you know, I know Shaq. He's a force in his league when he played this and that. I think that he's doing a lot more talking this year. I don't know if y'all noticed or not, but it's good. I wish he'd been doing it from the get-go. Telling now, just pointing fingers at certain guys. You know, he's, you know, Hall of Famer, championship, fire rings, whatever. I mean, he had a point. I think Ben Simmons should man up. They didn't pay you $178 million. I mean, even though you didn't take the layup or couldn't make a free throw, they still paid you. The players got to own up in this league, and that's what the problem is. The players ain't got too much power. The owners treat them, you know, like they want their real kids, but they not. So I think he just got the man up, but he cannot go back to Philly. They're going to kill him.
That's hilarious.
He cannot go back there.
Oh, when you look at the NBA overall as a whole, who do you have as your favorite to win the NBA title this season?
Well, you know, it's been like the NFL, a lot of comparison in the NBA. You know, you got like about 4 or 5 real, real teams that showing that they got a chance. And a lot of teams is like 23-25, 25-25, 20, you know. So my thing, I'm going with in the East. I know Brooklyn got a lot going on. So I'm going to go with Miami Heat and Milwaukee. And I'm going to go with – I think Phoenix going to win, but I'm going to go with Phoenix and probably Golden State out West. You know, I had Utah early, but they just can't move the needle in the playoffs. It's just like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he cried he need this and need that. He get everything he want. You can't score with 10 points in the playoff game at home. Go kick some rods.
Mm. Oak, I know you always keep it real and you give us raw in your opinion on things. When I say the name James Dolan, what does Charles Oakley think?
A disrespectful guy. A control freak. A guy who shouldn't have a team in New York. Because the fans is missing out on a lot of good stuff because he holding the fan back in the city. And in my book, I talk about this and that, but he's just not a fair guy. I know there's a lot going on in the NFL, but this guy should be in the same category with the other guys, owners in the NFL right now.
Yeah, well, listen, when the straw that broke the camel's back for me was when Dolan had Charles Oakley removed from Madison Square Garden. Forget about the fans who just have signs saying sell the team and having those people removed, right? You have do you see Paul O'Neill being escorted out of Yankee Stadium? It's an outrage, and I will not be a Knicks fan again until James Dolan sells the team. Charles Oakley, thank you for jumping on with us this morning.
All right, Uncle Oak.
Thank you, guys. I watch y'all every morning because, you know, I text you a couple times, like, I'm watching the show. But, Harry, work on your game, man.
Man, you don't get out of here, Oak. Man, stop trying to put people on blast, man. You know you ain't win every Spades game. Stop doing that.
Okay. This time I'm going to bring an apple pie, so maybe you can
concentrate
a little more.
We're going to run it back. Trust me, we're going to run it back.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, the great Charles Oakley. You know, there's some players, guys, in every sport. You remember, like, you can say whatever you want about Russell Westbrook. I will always love Russell Westbrook as a basketball fan. because every single night the dude gives you 100%. Charles Oakley was one of those guys. Whatever else you want to, Charles Oakley, when you're a ticket buying fan, you invest your time, which is the most precious commodity, into following that team. You pour your emotions into it, right? And that dude is playing. He gave you everything he had. And it is a disgrace the way Jim Dolan and the Knicks have treated him. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. There's much more coming up on this show on the biggest story from the NFL this week. And look, this is a week where Tom Brady retires. Okay, we got the Super Bowl coming up. Joe Burrow just got past Patrick Mahomes. Like, there's the Matt Stafford and the Rams gambit to get into the Super Bowl worked. But there's a story bigger than all that.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
People say, what do you want to do after football? And I'm like, what do you mean after football? There's nothing after football. This is what, you know, I was born to do, and this is what I enjoy doing more than anything else.
Breaking news, Tom Brady is retiring after 22 spectacular seasons in the NFL.
It's on the Mount Rushmore of all-time great athletes.
Someone who was a six-round draft pick to winning seven Super Bowl rings. The greatest and most accomplished quarterback to play the game of football.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas in for Key today, presented by Progressive Insurance. Rob Ninkovich giving you the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Let me give you some straight talk. You know the real guy who broke the Tom Brady retirement story?
Me?
Rob Ninkovich. Listen, everyone has to understand. When Nick says something about the Patriots, about Tom Brady, he's not pulling it out of the air, the thin air. I was on This Just In, or maybe it was this show, maybe it was Key, J. and Max, and I heard, oh no, you know what it was? Nink, you said on Get Up, and it was reported to me, Tom Brady might retire, win or lose. And I thought, whoa, Nink said that? 2 weeks later, the man retires. So Tom Brady snubbed the Patriots, Nink, in his IG post announcing his retirement. That's right, I said snubbed. Take a listen to a caller on 98.5 The Sports Hub in Boston and give us your response.
Guys, there's no way that this is it. If this is it, it's a bad look for his brand, and he knows that. Every football fan in America is going to look at Brady and be like, wow, what a jerk. And I'll tell you, if he does do this, I will call him a cheater until my grave.
Who's the GOAT?
He's the GOAT came out of left field. But
I was like,
he's the GOAT.
Where's the rest?
He is the GOAT.
Hey, Rob, I have learned with Brady to not be cynical, to think think of the better motivation. That's usually his motivation, it seems to me. In this case, I'm thinking, hey, he's going to do a one-day contract with the Patriots, retire a Patriot, and he'll save his Patriot stuff from then. But there are a lot of people in that area mad, Rob.
Pat's Nation, chill out. Like, he made a comment 2 years ago when he left, or actually not a comment, he actually had a statement on everything. He said he thanked everybody, he thanked the fans, he thanked the crafts, he thanked Bill, he thanked the teammates. Then he moved on to a new team. And then he made another statement when he retired. Like, he's kind of in damage control. He went out and he did a couple posts on his Instagram to thank everybody, I guess. But
you're saying it was oversight?
I think that at the time, he probably thought, I've already done that, the thank you and the goodbye 2 years ago, and then I went to a new team and I won a Super Bowl. So now I'm retiring from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's not retiring, you know, from the Patriots. He retired from Tampa Bay. So he thanked everybody in the organization. He thanked his fans. He thanked the teammates. He thanked the coaches. He thanked everybody. So he's not coming back. Tom Brady's not coming back. He's not coming out of retirement in a year or two. He's not going to be 46 years
old. He's not going to do a one-day contract with the Pats to put on a Pats uniform and say goodbye?
He might do that. I mean, that's not out of the question. But, you know, as far as the statement and the Instagram post, I'm not looking into it, and I'm not the 98.5 caller that is losing Harry, his mind over it.
Harry, please, hold on. Rob is spinning this. I get it. But maybe Rob's right. But, Harry, I don't remember. I'd have to dig it out. When Michael Jordan retired, did he just say, I don't remember, did he just say, yeah, I'd like to thank the Wizards for these two great years? And that, I know he didn't win a championship with the Wizards, but yeah, come on, man.
But my mindset on it when I seen it happen is like, okay, he's probably going to retire, sign a one day, retire a Patriot, and that's going to be his moment to let the Patriots Nation, the organization, and everybody understand and know how much he appreciates them. But listen, I don't know why they're complaining. He gave you 6 damn Super Bowls.
Yeah, you had 20 years.
What are you complaining about?
Yeah.
He gave you 6 Super Bowls. He gave
spoiled.
You the
well, he lost 3 also.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
By the way, they were all the losses too well, came here, down to one play.
There's another thing too. Yeah. He made a statement when he left the Patriots, right? Mm-hmm. They came back to play in Gillette Stadium. You know who's booing him? The fans were booing Tom Brady.
Oh, you can't have your cake and your ice cream,
exactly.
too. Can't have it always. Yes.
He didn't discuss the Patriots fans or anything like that. He didn't. And no thanks to Rob Ninkovich, no one like that. However, one person he did discuss in his post was Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson saying, you're next. Now, this is very interesting to me, Rob. At first, I'm like, ooh, game recognize game. Real recognize real. There's Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes. At this moment, you might even put Lamar 5th on that list. You could have him as high as 2 behind Mahomes or as low as 5. Like those, all the rest of those guys go anywhere on that list. He's saying Lamar, and then I realized, oh, Lamar's been, he's been healthy most of his career, but this year he had injury problems. His team had injury problems. Tom Brady likes to open TB12 centers on every, in the middle of every NFL field, and he might be looking at Lamar the way MJ was looking at Derek Jeter and these guys like, come into the fold, mm-hmm. represent the TB12 brand.
Alex Guerrero's looking for, you know, probably a new quarterback to lengthen and pliability and all that stuff. But three simple letters that Tom is probably thinking about. NFT. Because he has his own company and he's doing these NFTs, which I don't get because I'd rather have the substance, but everyone can call me an old head.
I still don't know what that is,
I
by the way. People have explained it to me 20 times.
It's like if I make a digital picture of a weird looking guy with a hat on or sunglasses and you sell it to somebody, I have the key.
Rob,
forever.
I've been in conversations with people that gone on forever. I just nod and
I don't understand
the words they're telling me.
He's doing the NFTs and he's got his, I don't know what it's called, his new company starting up. And from all reports, that's where he's spending a lot of his time. So he's done the Tiger, he's done Gretzky, he's done Montana, he's done his own NFT. So I'm sure. Maybe he's
but I think it'd be dope, though, if he actually could get guys. Because when you look at all the guys that Jordan has under his brand and has had, like, it's some quality guys across sports.
Oh, it's all like it's the biggest names in each sport.
It's across. And if Tom Brady can start to implement his brand and start it off trying to basically copy what Jordan did, that'd be huge.
But you guys are looking at it, I believe, from the wrong point of view. You guys are talking about Tom.
I'm just
and
like,
he's going to be Jumpman Jordan, the whole thing.
No,
I get that.
The Jumpman's a little deeper now. That's a little different. I mean, Tom, what's Tom's like?
Because when I take off these shoes I have now, I'm going to put my J's on.
Yeah, but my point is, guys, I'm not looking at it. To me, what's more interesting than Tom Brady setting up his business after football, he identified Lamar. Like when a guy like Tom Brady or a guy like Michael Jordan says that guy, you know, when Kobe Bryant would say, like, you see the connection to, say, Kyrie or someone like that, you'd say, oh, wait a minute. So a lot of guys look really good early on, but see, that guy, he has the eye of the guy. So when Tom selects the first guy, I didn't see him do it with Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and there may be behind-the-scene reasons. But, Nick, it says to me a lot about Lamar that Brady's like him first.
Well, Lamar, I've been a huge fan of Lamar, and I think they need to get him more weapons, first of all. So the Ravens need to have some more receivers. They need more weapons for him to throw to. The only guy I think he throws to is the tight end, because that's all they got. So I think that this next season coming up is vital for him and
huge.
The I guess the perception on, you know, what Lamar's impact is going to be in the NFL. Because I said years ago, like, you can't, as you get older, you can't take that damage because he gets hit, you know, and he's running. He's a running back, basically. So his game has to adjust. But to adjust, they need to get him some more weapons.
Well, and I'll say to add to that, I also think it's huge for Greg Roman because for an offensive system not to be able to defeat a cover zero blitz, number one, it tells me that you aren't working on it like you're supposed to. You don't have the proper plays dialed up to beat it, and you're not focusing on it like you're supposed to either, right? And you look at Lamar Jackson, he had a ton of interceptions this year, and I'm a big advocate for Lamar Jackson because I'm a Louisville alum, but he has to cross that hurdle of being more efficient passing the football down the field, and they need more weapons, grant that. But when you think about – when you look at all the quarterbacks that you name, Lamar, to me, is the one who stands out because he's not like any of those guys.
No, he's his own
thing.
He has
something that those guys don't have.
No, right. It's he and Kyler Murray, as Key likes to say, are in their own bucket. Hey, Rob.
See, I don't think – the Kyler comparison, I don't – Lamar is by far –
I think it's way above.
Yeah,
but Kyler is a passer down the field. I wanted to ask you before we got out of here, and do you think Brian Flores ever coaches again?
Yeah. I would assume, I would hope that a team would have the courage to say we're not associated with what's going on, and we're going to hire a good coach to coach our team because we want to win. And I think that's the one thing that I was upset and sad about Brian getting into this situation is it might take away the one thing that he loves, and that's coaching. So I would hope that a team would realize the value that Brian brings to them and they would hire him as a coach because he is a great coach.
I can hear it in your voice too. I can hear it in the voice that he means a lot to
you. He's a great leader. I wouldn't be here today if I didn't have Brian Flores and a bunch of great coaches in my career.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Or shake it.
Shake it.
Take it or shake it.
John, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Harry Douglas in for Key. Evan, take it away.
Yeah, and Key's not here, so Jay, you're going to go first.
Okay.
We'll yell, take it. Or shake it.
Got it.
And then we'll move on to the next one.
And we're his cheering section. We have to imitate whatever he does.
I'm the first pick in the draft. I finally made it, mama.
Wait. Yao Ming's here. He's going to go first.
Yeah, I hate All right. Move forward.
Brian Flores will coach again in the NFL. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Yeah, we play this game so much better without Key. I think that there will be a coach in time or an owner that will take Brian Flores. And I'll say this. What will that say for the players that want to see the support of an owner hiring a black coach, that a coach that took a stand against the NFL, that they took a stand against the NFL as well in conjunction with Brian Flores and say, you know what, he's our guy. You tell me what player in the NFL wouldn't like to play for a guy like Brian Flores after what he's been able to showcase what he can do.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm taking it because of the simple fact he's a guy, he's a leader of men, he's a hell of a coach. And we just had Rob Ninkovich on here talking about how much Brian Flores is a leader and helped him. So I see him actually getting a job again in the National Football League.
I think he will get a job. I think, look, Colin Kaepernick, we saw what happened there. Kaepernick realistically was a bubble starter at that point. If Kaepernick was a superstar quarterback, maybe the same thing would have happened to him. We don't know. But I think at a certain point, these guys want to win games, and clearly Brian Flores can do that. I'll also say, look, let's see if Ross and Snyder are still in the league, because that would send a powerful message if something happens. Go ahead, Evan.
All right, Take It or Shake It, brought to you by Grainger. Joe Burrow will win multiple Super Bowls. Take it or shake it.
I'm going to take it.
Take it.
As I frown at you.
Look, man, first off, it's hard to always project on whether a guy can win one or not. I mean, he's in the Super Bowl, so he's a legitimate chance to accomplish this goal and to win more. There's just something about the way he plays that makes me think that he will constantly put himself in a position to be succeed. Some people you meet, Harry, they're just bona fide winners.
Yep.
And he's won at every level that he's played at. So I'll take it.
You took it, I'm going to shake it. From the simple fact that you have a Justin Herbert, you have a Patrick Mahomes, you have a Josh Allen, you have a Lamar Jackson, you have a gauntlet of quarterbacks around your same age that you're going to have to go through to be able to get it done. And I just don't think on a consistent basis, multiple time and time again, that Joe Burrow's going to be able to get that done. I don't.
You're right, Harry, but I got to take it. Because, look, if he gets whooped in the Super Bowl, we're going to look and be like, and now it's Josh Allen's turn. Maybe time Mahomes is going to be reloaded and da-da-da. And by the way, Justin Herbert's better than Joe Burrow. When I look at Justin Herbert, I go, he's just better, right?
I believe so, too.
But there's something
that
about
that factor, Max.
By the way, he had the greatest college season of all time, greatest championship game of all time. He turns pro, and the first time he gets the ball for a whole season, he's in the Super Bowl. We all smelled it on him. That's not an accident. He was the best player on the field with Trevor Lawrence. He just beat Patrick Mahomes. I'm talking about in college and just now in the pros. I say he's going to get at least two in his career.
And his name is Joe. Joe Namath.
Joe Montana.
Right. He's the next
hard
Joe.
Hard to go against Joe.
He's the next Joe. What else Joe. We got?
Speaking of Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes won't win another Super Bowl. Take it or shake it.
Shake it.
Come on, man. Hey, you know, it's so funny. I know Keith suggested this the other day. Like, what happens if Pat Mahomes doesn't win another Super Bowl? I'm saying, look, this dude is different. And as long as you got Travis Kelce on that team, as long as you got Tyreek Hill, as long as you got the thought process and thinking of Andy Reid, they will have multiple shots. They're the favorite to win it next year from Vegas already.
What you think, Harry?
Oh, man. I'm going to shake it because Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. He's a guy who threw for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards in a season and won MVP. That's crazy to me.
First time he touched the ball, really.
Yeah, and I gotta shake it, man. Right. Shake it like a Polaroid.
So you're saying it's not going to happen?
No, he's not going to not win any more Super Bowls.
He's going to
win more Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
I agree
with that, guys. Do you realize Patrick Mahomes has had a greater postseason career so far than Aaron Rodgers, than Drew Brees, than, like, just name a great quarterback. He's had greater postseason success than Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees so far. It's not an accident.
But you know why? He know what to do. He know what to do.
Yeah, Evan.
So Doug Peterson's going to become the head coach of the Jaguars. He's been hired. Doug Peterson already has one Super Bowl. He's got the Golden Goose. Trevor Lawrence is his quarterback. So Doug Peterson will become the first coach to win a Super Bowl with multiple franchises. Take it or shake it.
Shake it like
a Polaroid picture.
What the hell would make a person believe in the right frame of mind that the Jacksonville Jaguars will get it right. Like I just don't believe in this franchise's ability to make sound, competent decisions to have them have a legitimate chance to win a Super Bowl. I don't.
Yeah, I'm going to shake it too. I don't believe in this organization, especially not right now. So I don't believe in Balky as well. So I'm going to go ahead and shake that.
Let me tweak the lyrics to the chorus a little bit. Hey, nah. Hey, nah.
I like it, Max.
I don't see it.
All right, a very smart guy on this show said that when Sean Payton resigned, that Eric Bieniemy would be the head coach of the Saints. Very smart guy. So, Eric Bieniemy will be hired by the Saints after his interview on Saturday. Take it or shake it.
I'll take it.
Take it.
I mean, look, I talked about this with Brian Flores and Gail Benson thinking about her legacy and what she wants to imprint in New Orleans as an owner. And I think the opportunity for a guy like Eric Bieniemy, considering what that defense is, considering the questions around the offense, his history obviously with Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, I think New Orleans would be the perfect spot for Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah, I'm going to take it. The only thing that I'm going to question, they're going to have to figure out who their quarterback is going to be.
Yes.
Is it going to be Taysom Hill? They're going to sign Jameis Winston back. What's that going to look like? Is it going to be Ian Book? But on the flip side of it, I look at that defense and I see how good they are. Then they had that cap issue, so they're going to have to get rid of some guys as well. But I take it. And in that culture, my in-laws are from New Orleans, so that culture is looking for a guy like an Eric Bieniemy.
Shake it. You never go broke betting against a black coach getting hired. Let's face it, this is the NFL. I'll believe it when I see it.
Take it or shake it. It's brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call Grainger.com or just stop by.
By the way, we got so much more coming up. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.